Greetings and Yahweh Scano. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Onondaga, a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to enjoy the chat and the tunes. Today's episode is pretty monumental for a couple of different reasons. For starters, it's Gynote's first dedicated hip-hop show. It's long overdue. And whoa, before you touch that dial, you know, just hear me out. I don't think we can ignore any longer the fact that hip-hop is, for a good percentage of indigenous youth across various communities, very much a part of the mainstream. And I might add that I have, for a long time, really been disappointed with the bias that systemically seems to be there for hip-hop. It is just as much an art form as anything else, and just like any other art form, there is good and bad within that. And of course, this show is all about playing the best that there is out there right now. So with that being said, it's not going to become a hip-hop show, but I do think that slow integration is kind of important, especially, again, when part of the show's mission is for the youth to be able to identify and hopefully see some relevance for both the traditional and the modern world. I don't feel like we have to pick or choose anymore. So with that being said, that's one reason why today's show is such a big deal. And second of all, and perhaps not so coincidentally, it's so fantastic that I get to time it out with Network Television's very first show written by and for the indigenous audience. Of course, I'm talking about FX and Hulu's Reservation Dogs, and the fact that it took until 2021 to get a show like this really speaks volumes. And again, kind of puts into perspective a lot of the work that I feel like all of us in the indigenous entertainment industry are really all about. So no better way to celebrate these two very monumental things than by bringing on everybody's favorite deadbeat rapper dad, Mr. Greasy Frybread, Greasy Frybread himself, Punkin' Lusty, a.k.a. Stenjotty. He's my featured guest today. Looking forward to an insightful chat with an incredible artist. And contrary to what you see in the television show, I can attest to the fact that Stenjotty is a dedicated, hardworking father and husband as well. So, his stereotypes aside, enjoy the music. Kicking things off is Stenjotty's All I Know Is, released earlier in 2021. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
Sweat dripping down her face, working stove top.
Yeah. Stenjotty. TMG. Front room recordings, 'cause all I know is, and all I know is, but all I know is, all I know is, all I know is me.
'Cause all I know is, and all I know is, but all I know is, all I know is, all I know is me. 'Cause all I know is, and all I know is, well, all I know is, all I know is, all I know is me. All I know is the struggle, staying grateful, trying to make it. All I know is it's not giving, boy, you gotta take it. The risk to reward, yeah, you gotta waste it. Drinking on the finest wines, nah, I ain't never tasted. No extraordinary life living. It's pretty basic. Family and kids, a few fighting cases. Staying true to the image in my mirror, had to face it. Yeah. I still get it how I live it, had to chase it. My grandfather said time is precious, don't waste it. By getting wasted, mixed with impatience. Stenjotty, no abbreviations. Born to a world full of tragic situations. Had to overcome with each generation. Growing out the crack in the money, oh, full of payment. I'm sorry, I don't know how else to say this. 'Cause all I know is, and all I know is, but all I know is, all I know is, all I know is me. 'Cause all I know is, and all I know is, well, all I know is, all I know is, all I know is me. All I know is life is really not simple.
All I know is I feel safer with a pistol. All I know is I'm gonna protect what's mine. And I ain't worried about your fake shit rhymes. This I seen, the people I lost. The gains I gained, the price it costs. Like the hell with them, did it anyway. And I don't wanna hear a damn thing they gotta say. Cause the truth I carry, the road I walk. A whole lot of action, not a lot of talk. Been to hell, see some angels on the run. I've been to heaven, seen a demon having fun. Ain't nothing changed, we on a repeat. Brainwashed, why they hoping for a retweet? Caption reads, a native trying to get it. Years ago I told them, now they see I did it. Cause all I know is
All I Know is a single released in 2021 from the now legendary Sten Jotti. To some, he might seem like an overnight success, but if you've been following the scene, you'll know that there's been nobody out there grinding harder than Sten Jotti of the Muscogee Creek Nation. We're going to talk about Reservation Dogs. We're going to talk about Greasy Fry Bread. We're going to talk about a whole lot, including why this show is so important to me today. Good day to you, Sten Jotti. How you doing today, brother?
Our Beaka stompgrounds of my people are, and I'm Soggy Clan, Tiger Clan, and hello, how are you doing? Sinjati's what they call me, man. From the Muscogee Creek Nation of Oklahoma, and Punk and Lusty from Reservation Dog. What's going on, my people? Right.
You know, initially, I kind of want to get mad at you. You know, why the hell did you disappoint Bear? You know, I'm not sure if you're getting any messages or anything like that already, but what an iconic performance. And we can talk a little bit more about Reservation Dogs in just a few. I guess first, let's just get a little bit of background on how long you've been at it and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've been, you know, if you follow me, if you know who I am, if you don't, I came from a pretty, you know, rough childhood. I mean, my dad and my mom were around together for a while, and then my dad kind of had to do his thing. You know, we still have a great relationship to this day now and everything. I mean, we didn't there for a while, but, you know, everything comes around, and, you know, I love my pops, but, you know, around that time, man, I kind of got into the streets and the bad decision making with friends and homies. And I also got into tattoos and music. And those two things were kind of a part of my life ever since I started messing around with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the universe just kind of tried to sprinkle that, hey, kid, this is what you should be doing throughout my whole, you know, young adult life into today. I mean, and I've been at it a pretty long time, since about 13, 14 years old. I've been putting little tapes together. I mean, back then it was cassette tapes, man. And, you know, and then it moved to the CDs, and you were kind of selling CDs at Walmart and powwows and parties and wherever you could. I worked at every fast food restaurant you could probably think of, man. And, you know, I went through a lot of stuff, and music and tattoos have always been something that I've always felt very passionate about, and they kind of go together with each other. Mm. I've been doing it a while, dude, and finally got that chance, man, that somebody's seen that hard work over the years. You know, it's definitely been a grind and a test to how bad I want it. You know, a test of my dreams and sacrificing, as well as my family sacrificing for my dreams too. And, you know, my wife definitely probably made way more sacrifices than I have for this dream. Without that, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. I'd probably be dead or in prison or something, man, just to be honest, if I didn't listen to the universe and do what it kept on throwing at me. Yeah. And now we're here, man. I mean, it's kind of crazy, and it's awesome. And I'm just humbled and grateful and thankful to just be a part of, you know, Res Dogs, and just my music finally being, you know, heard and noticed. And, you know, for the fans that's been there for years, you know, they're hardcore, man. They know how it's been, and they've listened to the stories in my music. It's pretty much all autobiographical, man, you know, where this is just me. You know, know, just kind of breaking those stereotypes over the years.
Well, that's something that I definitely want to continue to dive into throughout this conversation today. Getting into this next block, the song that's going to be kicking it off is Res Dreams. It is from Reservation Dogs. It's specifically featured in episode 2 of the Indian Clinic. But I guess let's talk a little bit about, you know, smashing stereotypes. And, you know, we're in 2021, Stanjati. And yeah, it took up until now, this year, for a show to be made by Indigenous people for Indigenous people. Well, let's talk about this single. And then when we come back, we can talk more about what the show is doing for Indigenous communities. So Res Dreams, let's start right there.
Yeah, man, Res Dreams. I wrote this song before I even knew about the show, to be honest. I just thought that it was really after Oklahoma had got the Supreme Court decision on the reservation boundaries, McGirt versus Oklahoma State, and the Supreme Court, you know, sided with us and reinstated and acknowledged the original reservation boundary lines and lands. And this is a big thing. So when that happened, I was always teased from outside of Oklahoma, and I bet a lot of natives from Oklahoma kind of understand where we kind of come from, where I'm coming from in my perspective, is that, you know, we grew up on the res too.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily the reservation, you know, because it was called a town's name now, you know, but originally it was all Muscogee Creek res, you know. And you know, without me knowing and understanding the ins and outs of the legal way until I'm older now, I just realized that, you know, yo, I grew up having res dreams, man. A kid that wanted to get up out of there, or, you know, a kid that wanted to try to get away from the things and have something in his life to aspire to be and to aspire to do something. And that's kind of what this song is. It tells the story of me, you know, coming up in Oklahoma and wanting something for myself, and just having those res dreams as a kid. You know, you know, we all have them. We want to be basketball stars. We want to be football stars. We want to be rock band lead singers. We want to, you know, we want to be that rap star, and, you know, or maybe we want to be that doctor or that lawyer, you know, and that's the thing, man. It's like, it's time for us to see ourselves in that light and become our own heroes. And that's what this song's about, man. Being our own hero, you know, and rising above the stereotypes, rising above the circumstances that we're just kind of born into, man.
You hit on a whole lot of depth with your statement right there. And it obviously features in with the overarching theme. Right at the beginning of Reservation Dogs, these kids have dreams of getting off the res, going out to California. So it ties in with that. But what makes it so relatable is that we've all been there. And up until 2021, it's been hard for us to see ourselves as that because of that lack of representation. And that's getting to the bulk of what today's conversation is about. We're finally able to see ourselves in those positions, in those kinds of scenarios. And, you know, there's nobody better to have this conversation with than you today, Stanjati. We're going to get into the tunes right now. We're going to come back and really get into the meat of this in just a few. Now, for listeners out there looking ahead to the remainder of today's show, got some Frank Wong coming up. Also, I have one from Mado. That's going to tie in our Reservation Dogs conversation. Also, some Stoic. Turn it up and sing along with Res Dreams on today's very special edition of Gyno.
I had to get it on my own since I was 13. Had a few res dreams. Had to dig deep. Had to find a warrior within me. Yeah, yeah. The bottom where I come from. So I know what the struggle like. Obstacles I've overcome. Living a troubled life. Yeah. Everything we go through, we supposed to. It's just a part of life. Yeah. Everyone who meets you, you're supposed to. Wrong or right, yeah. Every day's another day to build a better you and a better life, yeah. We all slip and fall, we all stumble backwards in search for the light, yeah. I've been through some very bad days, had more than a few bad nights. Had to hold on even when I wanna let it all go, just to see if I could fly.
I feel so lost, couldn't find my way. I feel I was stuck in a maze. On my own creation, lack of the patience with a mirror in my face, yeah. I had to get it on my own since I was 13. Had a few rest dreams. Had to dig deep, had to find a warrior within me, yeah, yeah. The bottom where I come from, so I know what the struggle like. Obstacles I've overcome, living a trouble life, yeah. No blame in the game, players gon' play, and them haters gon' hate, yeah. You could try to relate, maybe you can, or maybe you can't, yeah. You can get it, he can get it, she can get it, but who really, really want it more, here's the thing. I'ma try to run it down up, truly get my people out the mud, I put it on my name. Smudge in the wind, prayers go up, tobacco down. Missing again, photos go up, but we never hear sound. I came a long way, too far to turn back now, can't sit and do nothing. Voice of the seventh generation, time to stand up and really say something, yeah. I had to get it on my own since I was 13, had a few rest dreams. Had to dig deep, had to find a warrior within me, yeah, yeah. The bottom where I come from, so I know what the struggle like. Obstacles I've overcome, living the trouble life, yeah.
Punkin, you can't surprise a kid you haven't seen in 2 years. You know, it's not like you've been at war or something.
I am at war. Culture war.
Chief on the mic. Bill Krause. Bill Krause. Two off the house. Two off the house.
Back.
Equal Appropriation featuring Tanya Tagok. That's the Hallucination winding down that block on today's listening of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and of course, I have an important conversation going on with Sten Jotty, Punk and Lusty from episode 4 of Reservation Dogs. Of course, we were talking a little bit more about the songs that he has featured throughout the show, but we really started to touch on a whole lot more. Seeing ourselves in pop culture, seeing ourselves as being able to be doctors and lawyers or scientists and all of these things that we, in our minds, psychologically, there's been a little bit of a disconnect because of some of the systemic stuff. And today's conversation, once again, if you're just now tuning in, is so important to me because for a number of years, I've been wanting to talk about the need to integrate hip-hop more into the mainstream, especially as it relates to the Native American scene, because we have to be honest right now. Hip-hop is mainstream to indigenous youth, and I think there's this older tendency from people who might have been a little bit more conditioned by the system to not see or to not think that hip-hop or that urban culture has any place on territory. And I guess I don't want to talk too much because I have a tendency to do that as well, but Sten Jotty, let me just throw out a little bit of a story to kind of illustrate what I was saying, and then we can really get into this. So a number of years ago, I was playing with an elder in our community. I respect him, but I completely disagreed with him on this particular day. I'm there, and a lot of the music that we're playing is old country-style music, cowboy hat country-style stuff. And he got really impassioned at one point. He says, you know what, that hip-hop, that has no place here on territory. And I just couldn't help but thinking about the ironies of playing country music and having somebody say that this doesn't have a place. Now, right now, we're taking a survey of 2021. What is your sense of what's going on right now?
So for indigenous youth, we are in a society where pop music and hip hop music kind of run the mainstream outlets, no matter where you're looking, from TV shows to everything. The thing is with hip hop and native hip hop, and the reason why it does have a place in our communities is because if you are a fan of hip hop and you know where hip hop came from, It came from the struggles in New York, dealing with police brutalities and gangs, and trying to combat that with a musical and a musical get together to squash the beefs, to uplift the youth into something better than prison or drugs. And simply put, that is us right now. And if they understood what hip hop was and just didn't see what, you know, the last maybe 15 years of what rap music is, and they understand where it actually came from and what the reasonings behind rap music were created for, then they would understand that it's definitely an indigenous genre of music, because it is all about the struggle of our communities. It is highlighting issues that plague our people, from missing and murdered indigenous women to the teen suicide, to drug and alcohol abuse, to diabetes and unhealthy foods. I mean, a lot of my music touches on these things. And without hip hop, I would probably be dead or in prison right now, because that was an outlet for me. And if you're telling youth that it doesn't belong to in their community, or it, that's just ridiculous, because what you're doing now is you're just closing that youth's mind and their horizons on what they feel they are as an individual. And at the end of the day, you know, they feel even more lonely.
Right.
And it's just, that's the issue, is that we are stuck as Native people, and we always have been, just like your story about the guy with the cowboy hat and the cowboy music and saying that hip hop doesn't belong in indigenous communities. And it's like, hold on a minute, man. Like, that's the point, is that if he didn't have the white Western cowboy music to lean on, what would he be doing with his life? And that's the thing. It's definitely our story. We're definitely the difference of us is in indigenous hip hop. I don't necessarily look at indigenous hip hop as a competitive hip hop, which hip hop has always been a competitive sport, if that's what you want to say. Battle raps and beef songs, and I do it bigger and better than you. Egotistical driven type of music. That's what I'm starting to see in indigenous hip hop, is that we're not necessarily those type of dudes or women,
right?
You know, or just individuals. We want to collaborate with each other. We want to do music with each other. We want to see other indigenous rappers and other R&B singers and just other indigenous musicians, period, rise. And we want to collaborate with each other. We want to do cross genres, from electrical powwow music, like, you know, Tribe Called Red or Hallucination, now they are, and to all the way to, you know, jam rock bands and stuff, man. Like, that's the point, is to give our indigenous youth to see themselves out there and to give them hope that they can do anything they want. And no matter the past, and no matter how many family members you see around you that may have not did anything with their lives, doesn't mean you can't do something with yours. And that's what we're trying to grow with this, with my music, and the story I'm trying to tell. And, you know, I might be the only one. I doubt it. A lot of people can relate to that way of thinking, especially other artists that I know personally. And, and I can see it. I've seen it at the NAMMYs. You know, at one time, the NAMMYs didn't want to have hip hop there because they had an issue with a couple of artists that got into it during the NAMMYs one year. And so, you know, turn around, and now it's grown into this where we're embracing each other.
Yeah.
We're creating music together. We're shaking hands, and we're appreciating each other's hard work. You know, and you know, we're recognizing each other, man. And that is what makes us a little bit different in the hip hop game than the rest of the mainstream. And I think that's the type of misconceptions that I'm trying to squash. So, yeah, man.
I think that really highlights where we're different, not just in hip hop, although I do think that you're spot on there. But in the art and music scene altogether, that representation has not been there so much that, you know, now that it's actually here, you know, there is a lot of that spirit of camaraderie and like, man, it's great to see your hard work paying off. Yeah, you too, you know, and we seem to be having this conversation a lot more now. As we get back into this next block, though, it's going to be Stenjati, released back in 2020. It's produced by Smokey Days Beats. It's loud and clear. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
I've been up all night drinking whiskey, popping all these pills, feeling drifty. Smoking this weed, feeling lifted, talking to God like, can you really hear me loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear. I've been up all night drinking whiskey, popping all these pills, feeling drifty. Smoking this weed, feeling lifted, talking to God like, can you really hear me loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear. I wonder if life's ever fair. Who decide who go, who stay? Will the sunshine come out, or will it just rain again today? The first day's the hardest, but we've all had some hard ones, yeah. We all got our problems, we all have crosses to bear, but we know who don't. They all say they writers, liars. They all say they fighters, criers. They all say they have your back, but in the end they neglected that fact. Oh yeah, loyalty is scarce, it's very rare. You can't find it anywhere. And all the wolves and snakes congregate with the sheep's mask on while they feeding on the fear of the prey. I'm searching for answers, please God. I'm searching for reasons. I ain't seen, ain't heard, ain't found a single one yet, oh no. Assume everybody on the show. So I be alone by my lonesome, talking to this blank while I'm cussing at this bottle like I don't give a fuck. I'm free to chill, cuz I've been up all night drinking whiskey, popping all these pills, feeling drifty. Smoking this weed, feeling lifted, talking to God like, can you really hear me loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear. I just wanna know what the fuck is really happening, what the fuck is really going on. One day we all together and we're laughing. The next day, you're gone. It's truly hard, sometimes I don't believe it. Just know if I don't like you, then I leave it. So if I say I love you, then I mean it. So if I say I love you, then I mean it. They only wanna hear all the good news. They only wanna see the racks and new shoes. Only wanna see you fell on YouTube. No, no, daddy, man, they don't really love you. Sipping on this last drink, thank you. Like, what the hell are all these people thinking? They just want attention any way they can get it. Shameless and misery addicted. All my sins are so all allegedly. No, I'm not Christian, I'm not heavenly. Just a savage living so desperately. A hostile pedigree. My mama used to pray for me. When I was up all night drinking whiskey, popping all them pills, feeling drifty. Smoking on that weed, feeling lifty. Talking to God like, can you really hear me loud
and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear. When you're up all night drinking whiskey, popping all those pills, feeling drifty, smoking all that weed, feeling lifty. Just talk to God, cause he can really hear you. Loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear.